Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher.
Hello, listeners. This is episode 28 of Art Talk. Last week, I announced that I would talk about failure, but I recently had a conversation with someone who saw my art and thought he could tell me that what AI, artificial intelligence, could make was also stunning art. You only need some words. My jaw dropped because of various reasons, obviously, but it shows how we are becoming more and more cyberhumans, who can only perceive through digital as if the digital solves the problems in this world. It also shows how the dominant left hemisphere still rules our lives and how art, as it is meant to be, will be subsided by digital. Now, I talk mainly visual because I'm a visual artist. I'm also a musician, classically trained, and that vibrates even higher. And it has to do with the instruments you play, and it has already that vibration. That's how sound is created, which has a lot of healing benefits too. Different episode. But this is about visual art and artificial intelligence. Because the biggest problem with this is that it has been proven by Dr. David Hawkins that computer-generated art, and this is computer-generated, and I will explain later a little bit the difference about generative art and what artificial intelligence. The problem is that computer-generated art and photography have a much lower vibrations than paintings painted by the human being or music played by a human being. And even there is you have to make a difference between the type of music, because there's a lot of music like the raw and aggressive heavy metal, which is vibrating way lower than, for instance, classical and other types of music. And it has also to do with the heartbeat, etc. But when you use artificial intelligence, you know you use only data that has been gathered and put into an app. So you put a few words in it and it generates something that's not art. And you did not make it at all. Because what does art mean? The word art in itself, what does that mean? It means the ability and skills to know how to perceive and then connect what you perceive and receive through the right hemisphere, which is the nonverbal one, which is the one that has the visionary, is the mind's eye, has the imagination, it's even a better word, and turn that into art. And that's either music, and I know how it is. You have studied music, which is a whole brain activity, because there is a part that's intellectually, you have to learn the notes, you have to learn the music, you have to read the notes, and then you, when you can play it from heart, from memory, you start to tap into the right hemisphere and go into a completely different part. It's not always like that, but it can be like that, and you can learn to tap into that part. But in itself, art means skill, ability. You need to learn how to paint. But first, you need to learn how to see. How to look and see an artist does, or hear an artist does. And it is so inherent to where we are now. And Dr. Liebekamp Karen said in one session, the brain wants easy. And somehow we turn into, it needs to be easy. I would almost say lazy. You sit on the bank, you say a few words and you have art. No, it's not art. It has nothing whatsoever to do with art. It is artificial intelligence, programmed. So however, going easy, as what Dr. Libby Kamkaran says, the brain wants easy, will not bring you happiness or abundance. Certainly not that what you're looking for. And in the case of using artificial intelligence as an art tool, it will not turn you into an artist overnight. And I know you all want that. We like that. We want to be the artist. Bing, we are the artist. We want to be healed. Bing, we take a pill. It doesn't work like that at all. It will not give you that intense experience, that love from your heart that you feel of creating or feeling that fulfillment. So I know many are looking to solve the world problems through digital. But dear listeners, that is all left brain dominance, logical solutions, and does not have anything to do with the right brain half. It's not envisioned. It is thought. However, when it comes to art, digital is not the solution. And before I move on, and I said this before, there is quite a distinction between those who write the programs to create generative art. It doesn't vibrate as high as physically created paintings, but it's at least made by the person itself, like my friend Joshua Davis. Of course, that is mostly the left hemisphere, the logical one needs to do the programming. But even using digital painting tools and digitally painting to print it on canvas doesn't vibrate that high. And I know it's convenient. You can be quicker and you still need those skills because you need to be able to give form. But, and there is a big but, it is still digital. It is printed on paper, on canvas. So the vibration will be higher when it comes from you straight into your arm on the canvas or the paper or in your musical instrument. Through your right brain, through your arm, straight on the surface you paint on. I talk about visual art. Art is never and not about quickness. That is a very Western world vision and imbued into our nervous system. You constantly have to produce. You're not a factory. You do not have to go and have a studio with the tables all in a square with all kind of palettes and put dots and walk along to put dots like Damien Hirst. Is that art? No, it's not. But that's another story. You're not a factory. Art is here to tell stories. It is to deeply touch the emotions of the people who look at it. It is to heal you. It's to get, when you do it with children in school, primary school already, to get that whole brain function. That's also the reason music at an early age is so important. Artificial intelligence is artificial, and it's not going to make that better. A world in anguish with suffering people, of which many are children, is never going to be better through digital. Never. And I know I will kick some shins here real hard and people will oppose me and say it's nonsense what you say. I don't care, because I care for who and what I do and how it will help other people. And we have to train the children. So what is the best thing to do? Because when Ian McGilchrist, a neurologist says, we suffer from right hemisphere damage, meaning that the left hemisphere dominant is ruling our lives, and that creates all social problems, of which one is children who are not happy, who are depressed, especially teenagers and young adults who do not see how they can have a future for themselves anymore, how the world is falling apart. Then there is a solution, and that is taking art very seriously. Teach children in school how to perceive and draw realistic when they are at that age, when they have that desire. No, it is not to make all children artists. That's not the point here. It is crucial to teach them to use the right hemisphere, to see, imagine, feel, and find their own purpose. It is woo? No. It is proved by science for those who need that proof. And if you want to really give them that experience, let them have music lessons, because that vibrates even higher. That's what I said before. The arts are power, never force. And by giving your children the whole brain functioning experience, so that they can start to solve problems, also in school, mathematics, learning a language, whatever, creatively, they will be happier, less depressed, and will have a vision that serves them later in life. So, thank you for listening. And I can imagine that people listening to this will have questions. Don't hesitate to ask me. I take this very seriously, and this is something that comes from deep, deep within my heart. And I'm both a classically trained musician and a visual artist, trained that way. So I know what it is when you are on the right side of the brain, when you're in your right hemisphere. And I know what it is to transfer knowledge to the other side if necessary, to have my visualizations and everything you learn, even when it is about the law of attraction and all these things, or even Neville Gordon, when you listen to his books, or Abraham Hicks, it all comes down to being more at the right side of your brain, being more in the right hemisphere. All there you have the visualizations, there you have the imagination, and that's crucial. It's not useless, it's necessary. And so, if you have questions, don't hesitate to ask. Please do. Ask me. And let's get this discussion started. Let's get this into a place where we can maybe start solving problems from a different perspective. A very necessary perspective. Next time, it's failing. Because kind of the same, fail. You make something and you think it's failed. Well, maybe you find something in it that makes it better. It's a happy failure. But we talk about that next week. Thank you all for listening. And I wish you a lovely, lovely day. You can find me, by the way, on Instagram, Karen Merix Fine Art, or Facebook, Karen Merix Fine Art, or my website, karenmerix.co.uk. Speak to you next week. Bye.
I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.